I was studying Manasiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami. In that verse 5 or verse 6, Raghunath Das Goswami instructs the mind, telling that a conditioned soul who is completely immersed in deceitfulness and diplomacy, the only way he can get out of is by the association of saints and Gurudev. But if the same thing he manifests in front of saintly person and Gurudev, then no one can save him.
Yes.
So my question is, because conditioned soul from millions of births is coming with these qualities, so unconsciously or somehow this nature may come. So how to safeguard, or what is the way? Because the hope is to be very genuine, to be with Gurudev and saints, but how to safeguard? And diplomacy.
A tendency to cheat or diplomacy, any negative tendency that the jiva has becomes purified and becomes dissolved in the association of sarvasanga. Sarvasanga, sarvasanga, sarvashastra hoy, lavamatra sarvasanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. There's something invisible about a sadhu. It's called sadhu kripa. Lord Chaitanya describes in CC, sadhu kripa bina. Bina sadhu kripa, so this verse is there, I can't remember, it's in CC, sadhu kripa. The term is there, sadhu kripa. So the sadhu's mercy acts like an invisible way. Like you have some sickness, and they give you some pill, some cold tablet, and you take gradually, fever gone, mucus gone, and then you're back to health. It's just some tablet going on, doing its work, you don't know. So when you're with a sadhu, we have so many bad qualities. You know, sada dambam hitva kurmam, this is the first verse. So we have this pride, and we have deceit and pride, and all these anarthas, and 18 coverings of the jiva. But when we come to the sadhu, then we serve the sadhu and we associate and hear from him, then up, all of our kleshas and anarthas are getting invisibly dissolved. Just like the germs and disease that's causing our cold is getting invisibly and unknowingly removed from our physical system. So that's why I say just sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. And sadhu sangha is not 24 hours a day. It's very rare. There's different kinds of sangha, different levels of sangha. But when you're with the sadhus, you're hearing the Harikata, or you're rendering personal service, you're carrying your deceit, you're carrying your pride, all these things, anarthas, called anarthas. We're carrying them with us. But when we're with the sadhus, then we enthusiastically hear, or enthusiastically serve, and then by the kripa, anugraha of the sadhu, then all these anomalies gradually dissolve. You may be deceitful in your dealings and business. Still, you're deceitful. You read Madhurya Kanamani. It talks about the increase in bhakti and the decrease in maya. It's like in five or six showers. So it's like 80%. You know, we're 50% Krishna conscious and 50% in illusion. And then 60% Krishna conscious. It's like communicating vessels. As this one goes up, this one goes down. So as we just as we said, just keep associating with sadhus. And association, if the sadhu is favorable, sadhu sangha, then he gives bhajan, he gives diksha. So diksha mantras, and the acceptance by guru and guru parampara, and the patriarchs, the acceptance by Nittai, Advaita, the acharyas, the patriarchs of the parivar, all that anugraha, all that blessing comes down and helps the sadhaka. So we see the most degraded jivas, with the kripa of the Vaishnavas, they become saints. Just that's why we say determination. Just keep going. You're cleaning something. If you have some clothes and you're washing it, and you rinse it, and the water's still dirty, then you rinse it again and dirty, and then finally the water's clear and the clothes are clean. But the same thing. We're invisibly becoming purified in the association of devotees. Bhakti's increasing, and the material desires are decreasing, material qualities are decreasing. Automatically, it's going on. So, in other words, we don't put energy into the negativity. We put energy into the positivity. So we don't think about our negative qualities. We remember the lotus feet of Guru. Guru Charan. Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Remember lotus feet of Guru. Remember that we should always think, Krishna in my heart and Guru in my head. Guru's on my head. He's sitting on my head. His feet are on my head. When I come before Guru, I lie with my head at his feet. This is the system. Guru Shishya, like this, like connection point, you know. This is the outlet, you know, then you don't put the wire like this. You know, there's the hole there, the female male, and you put here direct. Here's the hole, then blood goes there, then light comes up. So with Guru, you do obeisance straight. You see paintings in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Goswami, Dante Trina. He had straw between his teeth, and he's collapsed. He's falling down straight. Lord Chaitanya's like this, looking at him straight. You know? When we go to Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva, then it's like this, right? Bhagavan is darshan, and we put this side. If we go to Devi, then it's this side, right? Devi, Shakti, we go right side, Devi Mandir. These are the niyams. So this is how all happens in the association of the light. The light of the Guru burns up all the anarthas in the heart. That's the main factor, the main reason we're taking diksha from a Guru. Because you get all the power of the Guru and all the power of the whole parampara and parivara comes through the Guru to shine on the heart of the disciple to remove all the anarthas. Because who's doing it? We say, oh, at the time of initiation, Guru takes all the prarabdha karma. That's true. But who's taking it? Guru's taking it. Guru can digest all the karma because he's transparent, representative of Krishna, Sakshat Hari. Krishna's telling in Gita, you surrender unto me. How do we surrender to Krishna? We can't see Krishna, but we see Guru. So we surrender to Guru. That means surrendering to Krishna. Krishna says, surrender to Guru. Tavidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. He's saying pariprasnena sevya. He says you lie at the feet of the Guru. Pranipat. Pranipatena. Dandavas. So Guru, how do we can't see Krishna? We can't how do we, I surrender to Krishna. Where is Krishna? He's in the sky, he's in my heart, he's everywhere. Sarvagata. But the Guru comes. So Krishna says, Sarvadharma Pritya Mamekam Sharanambaja. Ham tvam sarva papavyo. Ham tvam sarva papavyo. I digest and take all your sins. Aham sarva papebhyo. Aham, I. So the I, the Chaitya Guru I, becomes the Acharya Vapu. There's Chaitya Vapusha, Acharya Vapusha. And Uddhava, in the 11th canto, Uddhava is telling, oh Krishna, you're so merciful. You come inside as, he says, Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. Vapu, dewy form, Dorup. Antaryami Bitar, Paramatma, then external Guru. So internal Chaitya Guru sends Kripa as Guru. So now we surrender to Guru. So Guru, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Sarva dharma pradija, mame kam sharanam braja. Mame kam sharanam braja. Go, braja, take shelter of me. Me means Guru. Me means Guru. Mam means Guru. Guru means mom. Mom means Krishna. Krishna means Guru. Guru means Krishna. So now you take shelter of Krishna. Hum sarva papebhyo. So Guru takes all your prarabdha karma, which means Krishna takes it. Otherwise, if the Guru has 5,000, 10,000, so many thousand disciples, he'd be burned up by, he'd be totally dissolved by the weight of all the sins of his disciples. It's even told in Chaitanya Bhagavat, to give you an example, the power and prabhav of Madai, Jagai Madai. Lord Chaitanya, he gave a tulsi leaf to Jagai Madai, or to Madai, and he said, because he threw the pot, Madai threw the pot, hit Lord Nityananda's head. So he said, you surrender. Oh no, I'm so sinful, I can't touch you, I can't surrender. No, I give you this tulsi leaf. And you offer this tulsi leaf. You take sankalpa. You take this tulsi leaf, you put this tulsi leaf in your hand, and you give it back to me. You take sankalpa. Your sankalpa should be, I, Jagai Madai, we will stop all our sinful activities, and from this day forward, we will serve the Vaishnavas, and serve Hari, and serve Guru. You take the sankalpa and give me the tulsi leaf. So he did, and he gave the tulsi leaf. And he said, at that moment, Lord Chaitanya turned black. Because of the pop, the tamagun, all that tamagun, all that pop and sin, it's all tamagun, it's black. Tamasimam Jyotirgama, it's all dark and black. So for a moment, the sarup, the golden sarup of Gaura became black, Krishna. and dissolved all the sins. So the guru, he accepts all these things, and Krishna digests it all. Because he's ordered. He's ordered by Krishna, orders the person, you be guru. And how's that order come? The order comes maybe up from the Paramatma. Someone may have that prana inspiration. They feel that inspiration, no one, and they start giving diksha. There are many, many followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He didn't tell them directly, you become guru, you give diksha. When he left, he didn't appoint any one acharya as a guru, like our Srila, ISKCON Srila Prabhupada. He didn't appoint, okay, you represent my mission. He didn't do that. Neither did Bhaktisiddhanta. Different sannyasis and different, maybe grihasthas, I don't know. But sannyasis are famous, their stories and biographies. They stay with the mat, or they started their own mats, and by their bhakti prabhav, by their realization and mercy, they started teaching and they became gurus, teachers. It's a matter of being self-realized. Brahmanishtam, the symptoms of a guru are there in 11th canto. Brahmanishtam, slips my mind just now, but they're fixed in Brahman and Upashyamanam, like this.